I'm sorry.
To you, brothers and sisters.
I got a pair of new glasses, so I wasn't
used to it, so it took me a long time to find stuff. Please excuse me. Today, it should have been Pastor Fong standing here to proclaim the message.
他的原来要交通的题目 认识基督复活的大能。
And his topic is knowing the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
第二个主日有诗班的配搭。
And the choir is to sing in accordance with that message.
诗班得到的诗歌 问冯弟兄说，冯牧师跟他们讲，主题就是讲与基督一同受苦， 也与他一同复活。
After choir selected song, they consulted Pastor Fong, and because the song was about the suffering of Christ and our sharing in that suffering.
今天弟兄不在这里，但是他的经历在交通的是同样的信息。
Although our brother is not standing here today, but his experience is conveying the same message.
我跟 Daddy 我们听到这个消息的时候，我们在马耳他岛。
When Daddy and I heard about the what happened to Pastor Fong, we're in actually the Malta Island in Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, 是在那天我们在这里读到一个海难的事情。
That day we read the story about the shipwreck recorded in the Bible.
在海难的时候，是因为保罗从耶路撒冷戴上了锁链，一路被押到罗马的这一段路上，经过了马耳他岛，因为遇到风灾。This
shipwreck happened on Paul's journey to Rome. He left Jerusalem in shackles, and he was to be led to Rome.
然后他在从那里。 船都烂了，破了，又换了一条另外一条船，然后再一路到了，最后终于到达了罗马。The
ship was totally destroyed, and they had to change to a different ship, and finally Paul reached Rome.
在海难的当时，and
when that shipwreck occurred,
他的同工跟他在一起的弟兄路加在《使徒行传》有这么样的一个记载。Luke,
his co-worker, in this journey with him, recorded such.
他说, 我们被风浪摇的甚急。
Luke said that the wind is shaking the boat so severely.
第二天他要把船上的货物丢到海里去。
They have to throw all the cargoes into the sea.
到了第三天，他们又亲手把船上的器具都抛弃了。
And on the third day, they throw everything they had on the ship.
他说太阳跟星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼我们，得救的指望就都灭绝了。And
they could not see suns and stars for days, and with the severe wind, they were so in despair, they gave up the hope of life.
他们把东西丢了。They
gave up everything.
船上的器具，没有船他怎么走啊？没有这些东西他怎么没有粮食他怎么活？
Without the tools, without the food, how could they survive on the sea?
但是他把这些活命的东西丢了，要为了保全他们的那个生命。
But they have to throw away these things so that they can save their own life.
后来保罗在菲利比书交通道，他说：“看这一个是原先我与我有益的。” 现在我都有损的，我都把它丢弃万事，视为粪土，为要得着基督为至宝。
Later on, Paul shared in Philippians that those things I counted as to my profit, now I throw them away, I consider a loss, so that I can gain Christ.
用的是同一个这个丢弃。
And he used the same word, which means throw away.
记得主耶稣曾经说过,
And our Lord Jesus also said,
你得到魂生命就要丧失这个生命。
Those who find life will lose it.
为我得到这个生命的就要丧失那一个魂的生命。
And those who lose their life in me will find it.
但是这里有一条路。
There is a path leading to it.
就是要十字架的路。
And this is the path of the cross.
当海难的时候, 就在这样子一个绝望的光景的里面。
And during this shipwreck, when everybody is in despair,
保罗跟他们说,
and Paul told them,
不要害怕,
do not be afraid.
为什么呢? 他说我们, 你们的性命一个也不失丧, 唯独失丧这条船。
And he told them that none of your life will be lost. We only will lose this ship.
因为我所属, 所侍奉的神, 他的使者昨天夜里在我旁边说,
And the angel from the God I belong to and I serve told me last night,
保罗, 你不要害怕,
He said, Paul, do not be afraid.
你必站在该撒的面前, 并且与你同船的人, 神都赐给你了。
You will stand before Caesar, and those who are with you on this ship, God has given them to you.
保罗根据神的话,
and according to the word from God,
根据神启示给他的话,
according to the revelation given by God,
他告诉他们说, 诸位可以放心, 我信神他怎么对我说, 事情也要怎样成就。
He assured those people in the ship that trust in the Lord, He will fulfill what He told me.
十字架的道理,
and the truth of the cross,
or the word of the cross,
or the word of the cross,
或者 the message of the cross,
or we can say the message of the cross.
十字架的道, 这个道是道, 太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神的道。
And this word is the same as mentioned at the word is God. The word is with God.
使徒约翰告诉我们, 道成了肉身住在我们这间中间, 祂自搭帐篷在人的当中。
And Apostle John told us the word became flesh and he lived among us, set up his tent.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And he's abundant in grace and in truth.
所以十字架的道, 对基督徒, 对得救的人来说, 祂是神的大能。
So the way the word of the cross for Christians is the power of God.
被召的人说, 基督总是神的智慧, 神的能力。
For those who are called by God, Christ is the power and the wisdom of God.
使徒行传从十前, 当然它是讲到记载在耶稣基督复活升天, 五旬节的时候圣灵降临教会产生。
The book of Acts recorded how church was came into being after the Pentecost, after Jesus was resurrected.
因为主吩咐他应许他们说也告诉他们说圣灵降在你们身上你们就得着能力。
The Lord told them the Holy Spirit shall descend upon you and you will have the power.
你要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Starting from Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaritan, and to the end of the world, you will be my witness.
圣灵如何把神的旨意成就在耶稣的身上?
So how Holy Spirit fulfilled God's will on Jesus?
也要成就一切在他的信的人的身上。
He will also fulfill the same will of God in all of us.
所以人称使徒行传也叫圣灵的行传。So
we can say the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传就记载了当这个福音怎么样从耶路撒冷就被一下一直传到当时的地级罗马。
The book of Acts traced how the gospel was spread from Jerusalem all the way to the end of the world at that time, Rome.
从13章以后主要的记录就是记录保罗的宣教保罗三次传神的道就是那个道
And starting from chapter 13 it recorded the three missionary journeys of Paul
就是他说我不知道别的只知道基督跟他钉十字架
That's what Paul said that I will boast about nothing except Jesus and his cross
他解释说
And he explained this way
他是本着圣经讲解成名基督必须受害
According to what was explained in the Bible Jesus must go through the death
从死里复活
And he will be raised from the dead
他说我传给你们的这位耶稣就是基督
What I preach to you this Jesus he is Christ
使徒行传告诉我们神的道传遍了那一带的地方
And the book of Acts told us that the gospel spread it all over that place.
小亚细亚
Asia Minor,
居比路比西里的安提亚以哥念路斯德
Cyprus, Antioch, and Iconium, Lystra.
Thank you. It's very good. 马其顿
Macedonia.
亚该亚省的马其顿
Achaia in Macedonia
就是腓立比铁撒罗尼迦跟比利亚
That is the Philippi, Thessalonica and Perea
他要到了雅典哥林多
And all the way to Athens, Corinth
到了第二十章以后
Starting from chapter 20
福音已经传遍了当时地中海的这个东岸的整个地方。
The gospel has reached all the east coast of Mediterranean.
保罗在他自己的记述里记载里都说，他说我把福音都已经在这一带的工作都已经完成了。
Paul said, "I have completed the work given to me in this area."
可是从二十章到二十八章这一段，却记载保罗在耶路撒冷被捉。然后被捕在该撒利亚受审又从该撒利亚被押往罗马去
But in chapter 20 we read that Paul was arrested in Jerusalem and he went through trial in Caesarea then he was sent to Rome
福音借着保罗这个人带着锁链却传到当时的皇宫罗马
And the gospel through Paul this person God used to reach the palace in Rome.
皇宫的所在罗马。
Where the palace is, that is Rome.
保罗讲到十字架的道。
And Paul talked about the way, the word of the cross.
二十章里面我们看到这里有一个十字架的路。
But in chapter 20, we saw there is this way of the cross.
你去看看仔细的读圣经的时候我们发现 the way of the cross。
如果你读圣经，你就会看到这是一条十字架的路。
保罗三在圣在不是保罗，使徒行传里面三次记到保罗得救蒙光照时候的光景。
In the book of Acts, three times recorded how Paul was saved.
他说：“我曾逼迫信奉这个道路的人。”
Paul said, "I used to persecute the followers of this way."
这些跟随 the cross of the way 的人他要逼他们直到死地
the follower of the cross of the way he will chase them down all the way to death
但是基督的十字架逼迫保罗叫保罗也一样学习顺服
but the cross of Christ put pressure on Paul so he learned the lesson of obedience
叫他知道不知道别的只知道基督跟他的十字架
finally he learned that I know nothing except Jesus Christ and his cross.
因为十字架带他到荣耀里去。
Because the cross will carry him into glory.
到他带他进入到神儿子的样模样里去。
And it will lead him into the confirmation of the pattern of the Son of God.
保罗在二十章以后这一段的记载的里面的时候，他除了向逼迫的人记载他逼迫的人说这是他逼迫的是信奉这道的人。
In this chapter 20, Paul did describe how he used to persecute the followers of this way.
他在该撒利亚在还没有出发以到 海上以前，他在向当时的巡抚 governor 菲利斯为自己申辩辩护，他告诉他我自己很清白呀。
Before he departed Caesarea, he went to trial before the governor at the time, Phyllis. He said, "I am innocent."
谁要逼迫他呀？
Who was persecuting him?
犹太人。
The Jews.
他的同胞。
His countrymen.
保罗，我们的主在马太福音，当他的门徒认他是基督的时候，他那个时候才告诉他的门徒说。我要上耶路撒冷去受文士祭司长法利赛人的苦。
And our Lord Jesus, after the disciples recognized that he is Christ, he told them that I must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elder, the chief priest, and the teacher of the law.
但是他没有恨的意思。
But he said this without any sense of hatred.
他虽然受苦，但是他经过这个苦难，却要能够搭救一切信他的人。
Although he suffered all these things, but his purpose is to save many.
无论是犹太人或者希利提人，基督总是是被召的人，基督总是神的能力，神的智慧。
No matter you're Greek or you're Jew, for those who are called by God.Jesus Christ is the power and wisdom of God.
说到十字架的路，
we talk about the way of the cross.
保罗在向巡抚腓力斯讲话的时候，他说：“我虽然清白，但是我有一件事我要告诉你。”
Paul told the governor Phyllis that although I'm innocent, but I want to share with you one thing important.
这个记载在《使徒行传》24:13-16.
And this was recorded in the Book of Acts, chapter 24, verse 13 through 16.
就是他们称为异端的道，我正按着那个道侍奉我祖宗的神，又合乎律法和先知书上一切的记载。
He said this way which they called heresy, but I know it's based on the scripture, and I serve the Lord by this.
Yeah, 他们把十字架道称为 a sect, 异端。
Okay, they call that the way of the cross.A heresy.
但是呢，我却正按照这个道侍奉我的祖宗的神。
But I will serve the God of my ancestor by this way.
并且是合乎他们指控我的那个律法书跟先知上一切所记载的事。
And this is in accordance with what was recorded in what they call the law, which is from God.
并且信靠神，盼望死人无论是善是恶都要复活。
And I trust in the Lord that all will be raised from the dead.
Yes. The rational both of the just or unjust 都要活过来。
And all, no matter just or unjust, they all will be raised from dead.
说就是这些告我的人他们自己也是有这个盼望的。
He said even themselves, they have this hope.
所以我只是在这里勉励跟他们说对神对人你要长存无愧的良心。
And I'm just only encouraging them to keep this conscience, a clear conscience before God and man.
哇，这个犹太人一听不得了，要把保罗要又设下埋伏，又设下设限，要害死他，要他这个人活不得。
This greatly agitated the Jews, so they started to scam how to kill him. They don't want him to live anymore.
保罗又跟腓力斯讲。
And Paul continued to speak to Phyllis.
我今天站在你面前受审了。
I am standing in trial before you.
正是为这个死人复活的道理。
And it is for this truth about the dead will be resurrected.
Yeah, 就是关于这死人复活这个事。
And it's about the resurrection.
罗马的当权说他没罪。
And the Roman governor said this man is innocent.
你记得主耶稣。比拉多的面，我不认为他有什么罪啊。
And Pilate, Pontius Pilate also.
你要选强盗还是选他
？Pontius Pilate also said about Jesus, he's an innocent man. You want to choose him or the?
他洗手，这个事根本我没关系。
So and he washed his hand and said, "This has nothing to do with me."
圣灵在坐在耶稣基督上的，圣灵把神的旨意坐在耶稣身上，也坐在一切信的人身上，当然坐在保罗的身上。
We know the Holy Spirit did God's will in Jesus and also in all his believers, including Paul.
你从这个对比，你可以看到什么叫做有交通基督的苦，磨成他死的样子。
And from this real story, you can learn the meaning of fellowship and sharing in Christ's suffering and becoming like Christ's death.
他到耶路撒冷去了。
And he went to Jerusalem.
我是说主耶稣到了耶路撒冷。
And here I'm referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
但是死在城外的哥哥他身上，钉在十字架上。
But he died on Calvary, which is out of the city, and he was crucified on the cross.
保罗也要向希伯来书说，他要出到营外，随了他去。
And Paul, just like the book of Hebrews mentioned,He needs to go outside the camp, follow Jesus Christ.
他在刚刚我们念的所有弟兄翻出来的那些城市所遭到的逼迫、苦难，他说我忍受是何等的逼迫，但是从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
And Paul said, in all those cities I spread the gospel, I went through a lot of hardship.Persecution, difficulties, but in all these, Paul said, God rescued me.
十字架的路是救赎的路。
And this way of cross is the way of salvation.
所有有经历的人都会告诉你，十字架的路是一个达到得胜的路，是一个通到荣耀去的路。
And all who have experienced this will tell you that this is the way leading to the glory.
保罗经历与主受苦。
So Paul experienced sharing in the suffering of Christ.
有船难呢。
This shipwreck occurred to him.
但是他不在，好像他不在船上，他在基督里。
But it looked like that he was not really on this boat, but he was actually in Christ.
他说他在与基督同受苦。你刚刚唱首诗，你听懂了吗？与基督一同受苦，在基督里受苦。
And just as the song we heard that sharing in the suffering of Christ means that you are suffering in Christ.
所以等到他写到哥林多前书第一章第九节的时候。
So when he wrote 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9,
他这么说。
He said,
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
你们原来呀、啊、是被他召好与他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
You were all called to participate in the Son of God.
Participate. 一同。与基督一同。Fellowship. 在这个里面。
So here we're talking about participate in the suffering of Christ.Fellowship.
但他说我们还没得到啊！我要为了得到基督，我要抛弃一切，像他是我的标杆，我要得到神将来的赏赐，就是他的自己，神的自己。
But Paul stressed that I have not got hold of all these. I need to press down toward the goal so that I can gain Christ Himself.
我们从他的书信里面听听他在跟基督一同受苦的时候，他说：“我今天与基督同钉十字架，活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
And when we read the letters he wrote talking about the suffering, sharing the suffering of Christ, he said, "I have died and I no longer live, and Christ lives in me."
你刚听到冯师母祷告吗
？Did you hear the prayer from Adam Fong?
所有弟兄们在主里有这样经历的时候，都会讲这句话。
The brothers who had the same experience in our Lord will all pray like this.
保罗继续说：“如今活着，在肉身活着，是因为神儿子的信实而活。”
Paul said, "Ah, this life I live in my body, I live by the faith in Lord Jesus Christ."
我们和本翻译“因信神而活”没有差别哈，没有差别，因信神的儿子而活。
Live by the faith of Son of God.
什么意思？他是爱我，为我舍己，在哪里舍？不是十字架的故事吗？十字架的路吗
？What does that mean? That he loved me and gave himself for me. Where did he do this? He did all this on the cross.
所以主在马太福音第十一章的时候一开始就告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 11, Lord has told us,
凡劳苦担重担的人你可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息。
Those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you peace.
还没完哦。
And this is not the end of the story yet.
你得到了不一定享受哦。
When you receive, you may not even enjoy it.
你有十字架的真理但是你不一定有十字架的路哦。
But you know the truth of the cross, but you may not have found the way of the cross.
但是今天主要把这个十字架的路交通在我们的里面跟他一同有份。
But today, God wants to reveal to us the way of the cross.
他就说我心里是柔和谦卑的。
He said, I'm meek and I'm humble.
你们要负我的轭学我的样子。
And you should bear my yoke and follow my pattern.
这样你的心里就必然，你的魂里就必然能够享受这个安息。
Then you will indeed truly enjoy this peace I give you.
他说：“因为我的轭是容易的。
For my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻的。
And this burden is light.
神的儿女，我亲爱的弟兄。”
Children of God, my dear brothers and sisters.
当我们与主一同的时候，那个担子在主的上面，不是在我们身上。
When you bear the same yoke with our Lord, the weight is on Him; it's not on your shoulders.
所以我们的感觉，这个担子才会轻省。
Therefore, we can feel that the load or the burden is light.
他跟保罗讲说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
He told Paul that it is hard for you to kick the thorn.
他套在一个轭上面，一个小牛要跟主一起学习这条路的时候。
When the little cow needs to learn from the cow, the older cow, they need to bear the same yoke.
我们不顺服这个主人，就用鞭子打这个牛，为了叫他顺服。
And if we act disobediently, the master will discipline the younger cow.
要他知道我的轭是容易的。
So that finally we'll learn that the yoke is easy.
因为那个牛小牛如羊走迷偏行几路。
And even the little cow can go astray just like the sheep.
耶和华把所有的担子交在他的身上。
And the Lord has put all the affliction on Christ.
他代替了我们的担子，代替了我们的重罪的重担。
And He's in our place to carry all the burden of the sin.
叫我们在罪里面得释放。
So that we're set free from the sin.
叫我们走这一条十字架的路的时候，是知道这是轻省的。
So that when we walk on this way of cross, we know it is a easy way.
所以当他写到腓立比书的时候，他说。从头一天到今天到如今你们是同心合一的兴旺福音啊。
So in the book of Philippians, Paul said from the first day until now, you have been worked on spreading the gospel with one heart.
听见这样翻。For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Fellowship. 一同有份。交通在这里。Partake.
In King James, the translation mentioned the fellowship, partaking in the fellowship.
保罗的经历告诉他们，我相信动了这个善功的，一定要成全这个功能。
From Paul, from his own experience, he said that he who started this good work, he will complete it.
一直到基督耶稣的日子。
Until the day of the Lord comes.
你记得约翰在拔摩岛上的时候。这一位复活荣耀的主向他显现，跟他说什么
？And do you remember what the Lord told Apostle John on Patmos Island when he saw him?
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
I am Alpha， I am Omega。
是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I was, I am, I will be forever, the Lord。
他是开始，他也是结束。他也是过程。
He is the beginning, he is the end, but he is also in through all the process.
他说， 我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾经死过，现在又活着，直到活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
He said, I am the beginning, I'm the end. I have died, but I'm now living, and I will live forever. I have the key to the Hades.
主是那一个是开首先的，也是末后的。
The Lord is the first, and He's also the end.
如果首先的是他，末后的不是他在你的里面，你我的当中，那这件事情可能主不 recognize。
If He's only the first but not the end, maybe this is not something that the Lord will recognize.
所以从头到尾到过程都在基督的里面。
So the beginning, the process, the end, it should be all in Christ.
保罗对他弟兄们说：“弟兄们，我要你知道。”我所遭遇的所有的事情啊，不过是叫福音更加的兴旺而已。
And Paul told brothers that whatever had happened to him, the purpose is to prosper the gospel.
锁链可以锁到我，可是锁不到神的福音啊。
He said, I can be chained in shackles, but this will not limit the gospel.
以致我受的捆锁，在御林全军和其余的人中已经显明是为了基督的缘故，并且。在主里的弟兄多半因为我所受的这一件事情就笃信不疑，越发放胆讲神的道，无所惧怕。
He said it is clear that my imprisonment was for the sake of the gospel. The brothers are now bolder to share the gospel because of my suffering chain.
就是因为在这一个光景的里面。
And because of this,
他被捉了。
And he was arrested.
他要等皇帝的宣判。
He had to wait for the trial before the Caesar.
生死之间。
And he's hanging before life and death.
他说，照我盼望，没有一件事情是觉得羞愧的。
Said I'm not ashamed of anything. Everything has come to my according to my expectation.
方是你要壮胆放胆呢、啊，不管是生是死，总是叫基督在我身上照常的显大。
And he said, "Yeah, have courage, be bold, so that Christ." Will be revealed in me, and now as always.
就是这个时候，他说了一句话，就是我们这一年在追求的一句话。
And here in this part of the scripture, he said one thing. This is the key word for this whole year for us.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
It's for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
我在肉身活着，如果成就我的功夫果子，我就不知道挑选什么。我好像落在这两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，这是好的无比的。但是我在肉身活着，是为着你们。
He said, "I don't know what the truth to depart from this world to be together with the Lord. That is a great thing." But he said, "For your sake, I have to remain here."
他就知道他为什么没有发生事情。
He knows exactly why he has not been sentenced.
为什么那个时候他还留下来写了所谓的监狱书信？之后他又写了三提书。
He knows why the Lord kept him to write these letters and from the prison, and also he wrote the First Timothy, Second Timothy, and Titus.
保罗说：“我既然这样子深信。”就知道人要住在世间，并且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Paul said, "I have this conviction that I will still live here for a while and will experience the joy in the truth together with you."
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
在这样的光景里面，他讲了，告诉腓立比说，他里面跟活着就是基督的那一个的内涵。
In such a situation, he shared with that the truth of to live is Christ and at the essence of it.
他继续讲到第三章的时候，我们刚刚弟兄带我们念过了。
And in chapter 3, which the brother had led us to read together.
在七章第七节以前，第五节、第六节里面的时候，保罗他就想到他过去的往日，他就举了个七项以前与他有益的。可是当他蒙了光照以后。他说神乐意把他的儿子启示在我心里面啊，叫我认识基督啊，这样子他就有了一个比较。
In verse 5 and 6, Paul recalled his past, and those he counted some of the things that he used to consider a prophet. But now that God has revealed Christ to him, he has something to compare with.
那先前与我有益的，我现在都是认为是有损的了。
He said, "All those things I counted as profit, now I consider them loss."
弟兄姐妹你要知道你再仔细看看他讲的东西是什么是他与生俱来的呀。
And if you read again those things that he mentioned, those things that he had born with him.
我们举一个例子，我们不细说。他说，你要讲割礼这一个仪式吗？我第八天就做了。We'll
just only mention one example. He said, "You want to talk about circumcision? Well, I was circumcised on the eighth day of birth."
第八天他才是一个，是一块肉，是什么？你们叫什么？infant？
He was only a little infant on the eighth day.
什么意思啊？
Birth.
我爸爸妈妈是知道神的律法，知道神的礼仪的，我是规规矩矩按照这样的做的。
What do you mean? He meant that my parents know the law of God, and I was circumcised by the law.
他今天跟主耶稣一比，一相较，相比，相对照的时候，一认识基督的时候，他说一蒙了光照，一启示的时候，哎呦，那我选基督，我这个不要了。
So in comparison with Christ, it's been revealed to him through the light of God. He said, "I'll give up this for the sake of Christ."
他知道认识基督这件事情是一个超越的、极重的宝贵。
He knows that knowing Christ has this surpassing greatness.
他说，他继续说，在第七节，他说这件事情啊，可以叫人看我在基督里。
In verse 7, he said, through this, people will know that I'm in Christ.
这个不是出于我的跟自己的义，按照律法所遵行律法所做的那个义。
And this righteousness is not by doing the things in the law.
是从信神而来的义。
And this righteousness is by the faith in God.
就是基督满足了神的公义。 他在十字架上满足了神的公义，叫信的人有称义的地位，并且能过称义的生活。That
is, Christ has fulfilled the requirement of righteousness of God, so he has fulfilled the salvation. We're justified. We can live a righteous life before God.
保罗认识基督。Paul
did know Christ.
他说这个认识基督太宝贵了。And
this is such a precious thing.
我要更多的认识基督。
Said, I want to know more about Jesus.
他说，我越认识基督啊，我就越能够经历到基督。Said,
the more I know Christ, the more I can experience Him.
我就愿意把万事都丢掉了。So
now I can give up everything.
我要得着基督。To
gain Christ.
船上东西都丢掉了。Just
like on the ship, everything was forsaken, thrown away.
保全生命,
so that they can save their life.
持守生命之道,
they will hold on to the truth of life.
这就是他在提摩太书讲的, 你们要持守生命的道。
And this is what he said, remain steadfast to the truth of life.
因为十字架不把我们留在死里面, 却把我们带到复活的里面。
And because the cross will not lead us into death, but it will lead us into resurrection.
生命的道,
in this way of life.
他说，我越认识，我就发现到这个认识不仅仅我能够知识上认识，并且我能够跟他同，能够交通他的苦，也能够被磨成他死的样子，这样我就知道从死怎么叫做从死里复活。
He said, the more I know about this, I know this is not just the head knowledge. I must participate in sharing his suffering, becoming like him in his death. That somehow I'll be able to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
我们讲死活，总讲了都大家都没有没有没有笑容。If
we keep talking about death, life and death, I think you will all lose your smile.
但是腓立比书是要说你要常常的喜乐。But
the book of Philippians told us, rejoice.
如果你真的认识基督的认识，认识就是至宝，你会喜乐。Because
you really, if you know really know Christ, the surpassing greatness, you will rejoice.
保罗有个认识。Paul
did know.
他说一个人死了，众人都死了。He
said, "One died for all, and therefore all died."
并且他最众人死，那张死是基督在十字架上死，是叫那些活能够活的人，不为自己活，而是替他死而复活的主去活。
Also, because he died for all, so those who live will no longer live for themselves, but live for the Lord who died for them.
他说一个人啊, 如果我们在亚当的里面, 因为他死啊, 我们也都死了。
Because if we're all in Adam, and Christ died, therefore all of us died.
在基督里, 因为他的死, 他叫我们, 他能够复活, 也叫我们跟他一起活着的。
In Christ, because he was raised from dead, well, all of us will be raised from dead.
这么重要, 这么宝贝的东西, 所以我把一个原来, 是认为我是 gained的, 现在要有损的, 是 debt.
This is such a great treasure. So those things I knew of as important and precious, now I consider them lost, a debt.
少数人犯错误啊, 我举个例子,
a few people can make.
现在我们生活的大环境, 经济大环境啊,
in this economy.
少数人犯错误啊, 全民买单啊。
Only a few made a mistake, but the whole country have to pay for the debt.
一个人死,多少数人,一个人死,动人都死了,在亚当里的话。
Here we talk about one died for all, and for all died.
基督不是这样啊。
But Christ is not like this.
他一个人死,代替了我们, 叫我们能够活着,众人都活着。
He died, and He died in our place so all of us can live.
你就知道今天我们什么叫做在世俗里。
So you will know what this living in the world means.
你就知道为什么保罗说就十字架据我而论我已基督同定十字架。
So you would know that why Paul said that the world has been crucified on the cross to me.
据我而言,世界在十字架上。
And I to the world.
就世界来讲,我在十字架上是死的。
To the world, I'm on the cross. I'm dead.
但是在基督里我是活着的。But
in Christ, I live.
God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless all the children. Lord children.
神祝福美国,也祝福所有的孩子们。
你不在基督跟十字架里面, 你不知道在哪里啊。 你在世俗里面啊, 你在世界里面。
If you do not live by the cross in Christ, then you're living in the world.
因为世俗化的世界不是世界的好坏或者什么情形, 但当然是污染了,可是最重要的是叫我们生发,能叫我们引动我们的眼目的情欲,肉体的情欲,跟今生的交友,爱世界,爱父的心就不在它里面。
And this world will tempt us with the evil desires so that we'll lose the love of our love of God in our heart.
同性恋怎么样?
What about gay? Homosexual?
我没有时间交通这些东西,但是我想还是继续交通,认识基督。
I don't have much time, but I will continue to share in about Christ.
我要说什么。刚刚我们诗班献了一首诗歌,叫做,那个诗歌的名字叫做不足介意。And
just now the choir sang a song, and the title of that song is Not Worthy.
从认识基督来看,因为保罗看到认识基督的价值,所以他愿意 丢弃万事,他知道这个价值能够带到他,居然跟是在基督里面找到他,居然能够他能够连于基督的死,就有份于基督的死,但是却叫他能够磨成神儿子的样子,叫他能够认识死里,神死里复活的大能。
So Paul knows that he will participate in the form of death, and he will be raised from the dead, he will know the power of God, the resurrection power.
罗马书第八章, 刚刚弟兄带我们念的这句话,
Romans chapter 8, the verses that we have read together just now.
他说, 我想现在的苦楚, 若比起将来的荣耀, 显于我们的荣耀, 就不足介意。
It says, I consider the present suffering not worthy of the glory that God will reveal in us.
这个介意的字不是 you don't mind.
Here, it doesn't mean don't mind, doesn't matter.
或者 you don't care.
Or it also does not mean don't care.
Oh, okay.
In the Chinese translation, the word used for that is close to mean doesn't matter, don't mind. But in English, it's not worthy.
所以它真正的意思, 原文, 它这个字的字句, 字源是来到一个意思, 就是你称一称嘛。
And the origin of this word in Greek means to weigh something.
是什么东西在带领着你啊?
To find out what's leading you, what's guiding you.
我自己有一个工作上的经历, 在1980、80几年的时候, 我得救没有多久。
I experienced something at work in 1980, after I was saved.
我们那时候因为业务的发展, 我们就想搬到芝加哥去。
Because our business grew so much, I was thinking about moving to Chicago.
有一天我就念到雅各书第四章第13到17节。
And that day I read James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17.
和合本翻译的经在中文是这么说。你今天明天说我们要往某城去, 在那里住一年, buy and sell, 做买卖, 要 gain, 要得利, 其实明天你们还不知道, 你们生命是什么呀? 原来是一片云雾, 出现少时就不见了, 你们只当说主若愿意, 我们就可以活着, 也可以做设施, 也可以做那事, 可是你现在竟张口, 你这样张狂夸口, 都是邪恶的, 人若知道行善, 却不去行, 这就是他的罪啊。
It says that, yeah, let's go to this place and live there for a year or two and buy and sell and make money, but you don't know what your life is even tomorrow, and you're just like a cloud dissipating in a short while, yet you're seeing these evil things. All this is evil. You should say, if the Lord is willing, we can do this, we can do that.
It's a wonderful translation. Thank you so much. 当我读到这个圣经的时候，他说，呀，那个字的意思就是。 你怎么不称一称啊?
And here, when I read this verse, it says, yeah, actually, this means, did you weight yourself?
是什么东西在领着你啊?
What is inside you?
Okay. 基督徒经营, 如果你经营事业的错误, 不是在你有没有计划可以做那个,
The Christians, if you're doing business, the mistake you can make is not about your planning what to do.
Either you want to do this or you want to do that.
你可以或者做这个或者做那个。而是主要的意思是在你不能够张狂自夸，忘记你是为谁活的。 The important thing is you should not boast about yourself. You need to remember who you live for.
你量一量看你称称嘛。You
must weigh yourself. See how much you weigh.
你忘掉神的主权吗?
Did you forget the sovereignty of God?
是主愿意你才能够做这个做那个的呀。
Only by the will of the Lord, you can do this or that.
你不要这样讲哦, 你如果知道主的旨意你不去做, 你是犯罪哦。
And he also said, if you know the will of God and you don't do it, that is also sin.
我没有录啊, 我赶快下的时候, 我还留在 Kansas City吧。
And after I read this, I decided I will stay in Kansas City.
介意这个字的意思就是在这里, 当你称一称, 什么在lead你的时候, 你发现这里有一个相配, 相称, 值得的意思。
So this is what that word means. After weighing it, you know how much it's worth. So you know if it's befitting, if it's in accordance with something.
这就是保罗在亚基波王面前所说的话。
And this is what Paul told King Agrippa.
他说, 我没有违背那天上来的意象。
I have not disobeyed a vision given to me from heaven.
我先是在大马色,
starting in Damascus,
后来在耶路撒冷,
then in Jerusalem,
以及外邦,
in all the land of Gentiles,
在做什么呢?
What did I do?
劝勉他们应当悔改归向神。
I preach that they should repent and turn back to God.
救恩不是停在这里, 请听他下面怎么说。
But the salvation does not stop here. Please listen.
并且行事为人与悔改的心相称。
And they prove, they need to prove their repentance by their deeds.
要相称。
And here, this word means in accordance, befitting.
当保罗在罗马书第八章讲到肉体跟圣灵是相争的时候。
And when Paul mentioned that the flesh and the spirit fight with each other in chapter 8 of book Romans,
他说圣灵跟我们的心灵都是一起在证明我们实在是得了生命，是神的儿女。
He says the Holy Spirit and our spirit testify together we are children of God.
但是救恩不是只是到你得生命而已。
But the salvation does not just give you life.
你要活在这个生命的里面。
You must live by this life.
你是儿女，你要长大，你要成熟到一个程度，你能够承受产业，成为后嗣。
You are children of God and you need to grow up so that you become heirs, heirs of God.
保罗解释，这就是神的后嗣。
And this is heir of God to receive inheritance.
但是你没有办法在别的地方做神的后嗣，你要在基督里同做后嗣。
But nowhere else you can be the heirs of God other than in Christ, being the co-heirs with Christ.
你要交通在基督的里面，要与他一同有份，你才与基督同做后嗣。
You must have fellowship with Christ, sharing in Him, participating in Him. Then you are the co-heirs with Christ.
即便保罗说，他说，你们知道吗，基督徒们，你们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
Paul said, Christians, do you know that your life together with Christ is hidden there?
因为他在天上，所以你们是天上的国民。
Because he is in heaven, therefore you are the citizen of heaven.
因为他在天如在地，所以你们在地虽在世界里，却不在，不属于世界，是属于基督的。
He is in heaven as he is on earth, therefore you are here as if you are in heaven.
没有启示你不懂。
Without a revelation, we could not understand this.
有了启示，你不要停了一半，你要求主给我们更多的认识基督。
After receiving this revelation, you should not stop there. You should pray to know more about Christ.
他说如果你我们现在和他一同受苦，就和他一同得荣耀。
If we share in his sufferings now, then we will share in his glory someday.
你不经过楼梯，你能够下到楼下去吗？
If you don't go through the stairs, how can you go down there?
你不经过十字架的路，你能够达到在神的心意永远的荣耀的里面去吗？
If you don't go through this way of cross, how can you reach the purpose, the will of God?
神非常的着急，每一个主日他告诉你，来来来，你看看我的饼，我的杯，你是连于我的饼杯的。
God is very earnest in calling you to the table so that you to remind you that
我们最多是在基督里一同有份的。
So we're all participating in Christ together.
我们在那里宣告他的死。
We proclaim his death.
只等到他再来。
Until the day he comes.
称一称啊。
You must wait.
你当你称一称这一个，你想想这样子经历虽然是苦楚，但是这样为了将来要显在我们的荣耀，你就不足介意了。
After you weigh and compare, you know that although this is such a suffering and hardship, compare with the glory that will be revealed in us, that is not even worthy of it.
所以保罗在腓立比书三章第十一节末了的时候，他就说：“或者我也得以可以达到那从死人起来的复活。”
Therefore, Paul said at the end of verse 11 in Philippians 3, somehow I'll be able to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Yeah, somehow, 或者不是怀疑的意思。
Here, somehow, it doesn't mean that he has doubt.
是在信心里能够盼望，很谦卑的说，主啊，我愿意跟你同定，能够交通于你的苦，能够与磨成你死的样式，叫我能从死里复活，不断经历。所以神就告诉你，受尽是刚刚开始啊，不是结束啊。
Therefore, with humility, he prayed that if he identifies with Christ in the form of his death, that he will experience the resurrection power and
I was thinking of others then. 所以保罗在这里说到的复活还不是那一个主来的被提的时候的复活，他是讲到第二次的复活是永远的不死。
And this resurrection he mentioned is not just at the rapture time. This is about the resurrection for the eternal, for the eternity.
请听，神爱世人。
Please listen.
把他的儿子，小弟兄，你背给我们听好不好
？Brother Shaw, could you recite that for us?
是。
John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his son.
谢谢。
Whosoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这个应该拍手了，没关系啊。活出与基督相称的生活。
To live a life that's worthy of Christ.
求神祝福他的话。
May Lord bless his own word.
活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
谢谢。这个不需要，这个。